Good morning, and welcome back to Cornell Cooperative Extension of Ulster County podcast. I'm your host, Jared Van Houten, and it's time for some New York State headlines. The first case of the coronavirus in New York was confirmed Sunday night. According to an article from the New York Times, Andrew Cuomo announced that a woman in her 30s who had just returned from Iran was isolated in her Manhattan home. Following that case, on Tuesday, the New York Times confirmed another case in Westchester, New York. This time, an older gentleman in his 50s. To stay updated on how you can keep you and your family safe from getting the coronavirus, go on our website and click on the coronavirus button to get updated on the virus from Cornell University. The single-use plastic bags we've come to know and love may become no more. Beginning last Sunday, a New York State statewide ban on single-use plastic takeout bags was put into effect. However, according to the New York Times, these bags might not disappear that fast, as enforcement will be lenient, and the law that was put into place allows for a multitude of exceptions. Ultimately, we will have to wait and see what happens over time. Now onto some Cornell Cooperative headlines. Cornell University announces that it will be creating a new school and set of super departments. The brand new School of Public Policy was announced by Provost Michael I. Kotlikoff late last week, according to an article by the Cornell Chronicle. The provost stated, "These transformational changes set us up for the future, positioning us to recruit the next generation of social scientists at Cornell." For more information on the development of this new school, check out the article posted on the Cornell Chronicle. Link is provided in the description. Climate change is affecting communities across New York State. With this, many communities lack resources to adequately prepare for climate change, even if they have the knowledge of what they should do. To address this need, the Climate Smart Solutions program at Cornell is partnering with the New York Sea Grant to develop a Climate Stewards Volunteer Program, modeled after the successful Cornell Cooperative Extension Master Gardener program. Our special guest, Jessica Cohen, Hudson Estuary Specialist for the New York Sea Grant based in the Cornell Cooperative Extension Ulster County office, is currently working on a portion of the curriculum that teaches the basics of climate science and impacts, and will tell us more about that in a few. But first, it's time for the hashtag StuffCCEDoes moment of the show. Last year, Cornell Cooperative Extension of Ulster County partnered with the Hudson Valley Additive Manufacturing Center at SUNY New Paltz. The partnership focused on creating 3D models of an invasive species of insect called the spotted lanternfly. The project is meant to bring awareness and educate people about the species. Representatives from CCE Ulster met with Dan Friedman, Dean of the School of Science and Engineering, Director of the HVMAC, and Catherine Wilson, Assistant Director of the Hudson Valley Additive Manufacturing Center, last month to see what sample replicas looked like. A full detailed press release and photos of the project can be found on our website. To keep up with the latest news from us, visit our website, ulster.cce.cornell.edu, and subscribe to our newsletter. Now it's time for the weekend weather update. Break out the umbrellas today. Today's forecast is calling for some rain, with a high of 46 degrees and a low of 29 degrees. Tomorrow is looking better, with partly cloudy skies and a high of 40 degrees and a low of 25. And Sunday is ending the weekend on a high note, with sunny skies and a high of 51 degrees and a low of 31 degrees. This weather information was brought to you by data provided by the Weather Channel. All weather information is based off our headquarters in Kingston, New York. And now it's time for our break. But when we get back, we'll be speaking with Jessica Cohen from Sea Grant, our special guest of the show. Part of the podcast. I'm here with
Jessica Coonan, and I'm the Hudson Estuary Specialist for New York Sea Grant.
Awesome. Great to have you here. Thanks. So the first question I got for you is, what is New York Sea Grant?
So New York Sea Grant is a statewide network of research, education, and extension that serves New York's coastlines. And we are a federal academic partnership between NOAA and the land-grant universities in all 33 coastal and Great Lakes states. And so in New York, that's Cornell and the SUNY system. And we have a team of extension specialists that are located throughout the state, in Long Island, down in Jamaica Bay in Brooklyn. I'm here in the Hudson, and we've got some people over in the Great Lakes as well. And we live in these communities, we try to understand the issues and see how we can help through education, research, and extension services. And what's cool about Sea Grant is we have this statewide network, so I can talk to my colleagues, over in the Great Lakes if we're having similar issues. And we're also tapped into this national network, which can be really nice for understanding problems in this kind of holistic way. And we have a similar mission to CCE, in that we're bridging science and practice.
So another question I have for you is, what are some of Sea Grant's focus areas?
So our focus areas are healthy coastal ecosystems, sustainable fisheries, aquaculture, and seafood businesses, which relates more to Long Island and the Great Lakes. We have resilient communities and economies, which is my main focus area. And we have environmental literacy and workforce development, which we all kind of contribute to.
Can you tell us about the Hudson a little?
Sure. So the Hudson is a very unique and dynamic system. It's an estuary, which means that it's tidally influenced all the way up to the federal dam at Troy. That means all the communities experience tides twice a day. And an estuary, the definition of an estuary is just where the river meets the sea. So we've got the fresh water coming down from the Adirondacks, mixing with ocean water from the Atlantic, and it creates this kind of mixing zone, which, you know, it's this unique environment for all types of plant and animal communities. And it's a really important ecosystem for, many species.
What are some challenges that are going on with the Hudson? Like, what are some things that it's facing?
Yeah, good question. So the Hudson has a really unique industry. You know, it was when Henry Hudson arrived here, it's kind of been settled for one of the longest periods of time in the U.S. And so we have this long history of industry. With the river specifically, we have a long history of dredging. We also have a history of contamination, unfortunately. We have endangered species habitat. And we're also facing these problems from more people are moving here from the city. And there's just not a lot of room for our communities to grow because we're bounded by the railroad tracks and just like the steep slopes. And that's an issue when we're talking about things like sea level rise.
What do you do as the Hudson Estuary Specialist?
My focus here in the Hudson is I'm building a program around resilience. So resilience can mean a lot of different things, but we kind of think of it as a community's ability to bounce back after some type of disruption. And in this context, it's a community's ability to prepare for extreme events like Superstorm Sandy and Hurricane Irene and Lee that happened here within the past decade. It's looking at those events and trying to understand how communities can be better prepared in the short term, so when we have these big disasters, but also with long-term planning. Because the Hudson is projected with climate change to have increasing temperatures, changes in precipitation, which can mean extreme rain as well as drought, as well as sea level rise, which causes flooding along the coasts.
Another question I have for you is, what is the relationship between Sea Grant and Cornell Cooperative Extension, specifically like Ulster County?
Yeah, so administratively, we kind of fall under the same umbrella at Cornell, and I'm here at the Ulster County office just because Sea Grant agents were just, I'm the only person. And so this is just we just have this relationship. I mean, essentially I rent space here at the Ulster County office, but it's cool because I'm working, since we have similar missions, I've been here about 5 months and I'm already collaborating with people in this office on various things. So it's kind of just a really nice natural partnership.
So it's time for our special guest random question.
Uh-oh.
Of the episode. So what is your favorite movie?
Ooh. Favorite movie. Okay, I really love the movie Children of Men. Have you ever seen it?
I personally have not seen it, but I've heard about it.
Really?
I heard it's good, yeah.
For some reason, I haven't seen it in years, but that movie gets me.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. So, thank you so much for joining us. We're happy to have had you on the show. So, we'll be right back after this break. We hope you enjoyed the special guest section. So we have some amazing programs coming up at CCE Ulster. Do you love to cook? Attend the Turning the Tables Cookbook Program. The Cookbook Club is a unique program that teaches how to reduce climate change with how we eat. Come today at 12:30 to try a roasted sheet pan dinner. The club meets the first Friday of every month. Our seedling sale is currently ongoing, with plant delivery scheduled for optimal spring gardening. We offer a carefully curated selection of bare root plants chosen for their suitability in this area. Don't miss out! The deadline to place orders is March 13th. Another great event to look out for is our bilingual grape pruning workshop. Join us at Red Maple Vineyard on March 12th for a hands-on demonstration on grapevine pruning. The training will be translated in Spanish as well. Please bring your own pruners and dress for the weather. Got gardening questions? Ulster County's Horticulture Hotline and Diagnostics Lab now open 3 days a week for the 2020 growing season. The volunteer master gardeners who staff the hotline, located at the CCUC Education Center, 232 Plaza Road in Kingston Plaza, are available to answer home horticulture questions on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. from March through October. The phone number is 845-340-DIRT. And speaking of Master Gardeners, the Master Gardeners program presents Garden Day, coming on April 4th. Be sure to register on our website soon, as spots fill up quickly. Cornell Cooperative loves music. You can check out our Staff Picks playlist on our brand new Spotify account, CCE Ulster. This week's Song of the Week is Miss You by the Rolling Stones. That's all for today, folks. Remember to tune in next week for another episode of the Coopcast. Follow us on social media and visit our website, ulster.cce.cornell.edu, to keep up with the latest from CCE Ulster. This is Jared Van Houten from CCE Ulster, signing off.